Hey there, money makers. Welcome back to Manifesting Money Affirmations for Financial Flows. I'm your gal, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today's topic is near and dear to my heart, cultivating a positive attitude towards money management. Ever feel like your relationship with money is a bit rocky? You know that feeling when you look at your bank account and it feels more like a reflection of your anxieties than your actual financial situation? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We can totally change that narrative. Just like we manifest amazing experiences in other areas of our lives, we can totally manifest abundance and financial freedom by shifting our mindset around money. Here's the deal. Money isn't just about numbers, it's energy. It's a reflection of our beliefs, our values, and even our past experiences. So if you've caught some baggage from childhood or maybe even past financial struggles, that can create a negative energy around money that holds you back. But the good news is, we have the power to rewrite that story. Think of it like this. You wouldn't walk into a party and start complaining about the decorations, right? You'd focus on the good vibes, mingle with awesome people, and make the most of the experience. The same goes for your relationship with money. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that positive energy flow. 1. Gratitude is your secret weapon. Seriously. Take a moment each day to appreciate what you have, even if it's just a roof over your head, a delicious cup of coffee, or the amazing community you're surrounded by. When you focus on gratitude, you open yourself up to receiving more abundance in all areas of your life, including finances. 2. Release those limiting beliefs. We all have those pesky thoughts that pop up, like money doesn't grow on trees or I'm not good with money. Challenge those beliefs. Ask yourself, is there any evidence to support these thoughts? Where did they even come from? Replace those limiting beliefs with empowering affirmations. For example, instead of I can't afford that, try I'm open to receiving financial abundance. 3. Visualize your financial goals. Picture yourself living your dream life, whether it's traveling the world, starting a business, or simply feeling financially secure. What does it look like? How does it feel? By visualizing your goals, you create a powerful blueprint for your future. 4. Take action. This is where the rubber meets the road. Don't just think about your financial goals, take small steps towards achieving them every day. Maybe it's tracking your spending, creating a budget, or investing in yourself with a new skill. Remember, even small actions create big ripples over time. 5. Celebrate your wins. Give yourself credit for every step you take towards financial freedom. Celebrate those small victories along the way, from paying off a debt to saving up for a dream purchase. These celebrations reinforce positive energy and motivate you to keep going. Now, let's talk about something relatable. Remember that time you really wanted that cute pair of shoes, but you hesitated because you thought they were too expensive? You knew you could afford them, but that little voice in your head whispered doubts. That's often the negative energy around money talking. But imagine this. Instead of letting those doubts win, you remind yourself, I am worthy of investing in things that bring me joy and elevate my life. You visualize yourself rocking those shoes with confidence, knowing they're a reflection of your hard work and ability to treat yourself. You take action by making the purchase, feeling a surge of excitement and pride. Boom. That's cultivating a positive attitude towards money management in action. So remember, friends, your mindset is everything when it comes to finances. By shifting from scarcity to abundance, embracing gratitude, and taking consistent action, you can manifest the financial freedom you deserve. Let's recap those key takeaways. Gratitude attracts abundance. Limiting beliefs hold us back. Visualization sets the stage for success. Taking action fuels our progress. And celebrating wins keeps the momentum going. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you cultivate a positive attitude towards money management? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.